That's what we're holding here, Negitshme Avatshme. Let's just see. Nakuda here for a second. Okay, so he's in the middle of the Mishnah here of Hillel, and he spoke about Oyev Shalom, Oyev Shalom, Arvan Abiyas, and now he has another Knage here about, it says Negitshme Avatshme, which Achur doesn't seem to have any real Kesha. So he's going to explain what the Kesha with these two things is. He says, well, the Fikah Samach, we spoke about the Shifas in Anava, Vuefach Balasur, the Fikah Samach Achav Negitsh Me'avachme. That's why it says Negitsh Me'avachme. For Rambam's all Pirish, Negitsh Me, Kasher, Negatsh Me, Kasher Tire Odo, Sheshmoy Nimshach B'Yoyser. If you hear about somebody who is very, he's going big and he's becoming very, very choshev, then we say that ozavachmei, that the person is going to go down. He's probably going to lose it. Well, the fizehu al derech to the pasuk with neisheva goi, vezel negatshmei avachmei, that anybody whose name becomes big choshev is on his way to lose it. V'yiroi ki pirush negad shmei avachmei kasur nikru negad kemoi nogid al amri v'chol mokom. Negad is similar like the word nogid, which means a manhig or a leader. V'ayim en negad shmo al asurara. Negad shmo al asurara hamoyer lo shenzer amshocha v'kiyam. The word Negad, it's basically saying this, Negad Shema. Sarara calls itself Negad, which means it ought to last. Aval en Hashem Azeroyla, but that's not really what it is. Ki Avad Shema, it loses its name. So in other words, it's Kilo Hemshet who is speaking about Sarara. The opposite is said before that you're Masachma Sarara, and it says, Ayashon Reda Shalom, which he explained is the opposite. And Oyame would say Negad Shema, even though people think that Sarara should be called Negad, Avad Shema. It really is Avad Shema. The Hamaros and Amzom Kim, Avul Ein Hashem as a Roilo, Ki Avad Shema Kmo Sheizvay Lamayla, Ki Goyim Lo Lebal Asrara HaIbut. It causes Ibut of Asrara, Kmo Sheomer Oilu Rabbanu Shema Kaberes Es Baleho. In other words, it's negad shmei, it's the name that the person calls it is negad, but its real name is avad. So basically he's saying that it is there's a lechura of negad shmei, or people think it's negad shmei. In reality, it's Avad Shmei, and that's what it is. So in the Etzem Inyan that he says over here, there are two Mahalachim in the Maral in different places. One which is a positive Nakuda, and one is a Tzad that's not good. He says in some place that everything does not disappear until it hasn't reached its shleimus. In other words, until something hasn't fulfilled itself, that's where everything waits to be fulfilled. So things that are lost is only after it has been completely fulfilled, after it's reached tachlis. And in that sense, it's a kind of positive inyan. It says Reb Shem Ben Yochai in the Hidra that he didn't want. He called his talmidim to be megala them the last sayin of satara before his nifta because he didn't want to leave the world in chisara. So kilo when a thing is bishleimus, that's the right time for it to disappear. In that case, it would not be. It's an in Netzach he always speaks about. That's the topic he always speaks about. That the header and everything comes on top of the shleimus and so on. That would be a more positive nekuda. Here he's speaking the other side, which is when you see a rasha being very matzliach, when you see, like it says in the pasuk lefnei sheva goyin, that when something is before something is Akash Boch destroys something, the thing itself reaches a high peak and so on. So I want to understand a little bit this inyan here of lefnei sheva goyin. I mean, I guess the pashtus you could say that it's a p'china of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishalom of Sein of Lavidom. That's one way of looking at it. You can look at it that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately gives it that. But there's a much deeper knach, and I think that it has a lot to do with the Nyan D'Yoma. Rosh Hashanah is miyuchad. All the Antoivim have themselves the levana b'milua. All the Antoivim are marked both Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos in the sense that it finishes with the milui of the levana, or it's a hemshach Pesach. Agaponim, the galus and the biggest galus is manifest in the fact that the levana is bishlei muso b'miluav. Rosh Hashanah is miyuchad that it's b'kesef chageinu, that it's a time of when it's completely nela. The pashta pshat is because it's a b'china v'din, it's a certain midas yom adin, and it's kind of when midas adin is shalit, everything is gets a little bit everything gets dampened. But there's a much deeper nekuda in the Indian in terms of the etzem din. We think of midas hadin only in terms of bad and good. That, you know, if a person does good, so schar, bad, einish. But midas hadin is this misyachas specifically to schar, einish, for dvarim teiv, dvarim raim. That's the general sense. There's a much deeper inyan in midas hadin. When a person in the Zelt, there are two types of mitzias. There's a mitzias that is atzmis, that is real. Lamashal, let's take a mashal for somebody else. When you have matzah, every bit of the matzah is matzah. It's lechem be'etzem. If you have soir in it, it becomes inflated, and even though it seems as if that same piece of lechem is now five times as big, it's an inflated bigness, and it's not a real bigness. So there's another test for metzias, another test for reality, and that is to be mafchin between dvarim that are amitiyim, let's call it, to dvarim that are menupachim, I guess would be the right word for it, that are blown up. They seem to have a lot more substance than they actually do have. So it's not ra and toiv the way we normal picture it, but it's ra and toiv in a much deeper vein. And that is the distinction between things that have the metzias and things that are overblown. Midas hadin, the etzem, is the mida that puts things down to their real metzias. Midas hadin is boichin. The ran from the toiv is one inyan, but in the toiv itself, to be maimed things on their amitas advarim, that is midas hadin. Like it says in Chazal, say yikavatin sahar. In other words, din doesn't have an approximate metzias. It doesn't have a be'erach metzias. It has a very sharp metzias. Like the difference between a laser light and a regular light. The regular light has a be'erach metzias. So it can be a little brighter, a little less bright. It can be in all parts of the room. It can fade out a little bit further. A laser light is very sharp, very focused, very concentrated, and it doesn't wander. That's what midas hadin be'etzem is. And that's the pshat yachtech hadin sahar kach. It says everything is like that. If it's more yom echad, more than shalosh is like this, yom echad pachos. Midas hadin doesn't work with approximations. It works with very sharply defined metzias. That is midas hadin. In the pchina of whether things are sheker or emet, that's which is very fundamental. If chasimos haShakadosh Baruch Hu is emes, then the fundamental not alikus in the bria is the sheker that's closest to being emes. The mashal, if I have a zel umaseh, avodah zara of worshipping an eitz or an evin, in one sense is not the greatest sheker, because it be'etzem is not main yana of the first one. This is avodah zolkim, this is rubbish. I mean, it's not zel umaseh, the lumas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the eitz or evin. Data Evan is a completely off the parish. There's no shaykhus to it. But something versus something that's a little bit different, that's be'erech, there's a certain tea of sheker to it, that's the emes, it's a sheker, the thing itself. If the thing itself is slightly distorted, that the slight distortion gives me a sheker in the goof of the thing itself. So midas hadin is that which takes the bria and brings it down to its real bare bones. When it says l'marshal, Shammai and Hillel are choylik, and Shammai is always machme and Hillel is mekel, because Shammai comes to the shorish of din, and Hillel comes to the shorish of chesed. The shirish of din means that it allows, its hallmark is precision. It has to be exact in a certain way. The more range of possibilities has to be yitz a mitzvah, there's a sense that it's be'erech. It's not the thing the way it ought to be, but it's be'erech. In a person's own koichas ha-nefesh, the midah of sheker that is, in a sense, the most harmful to a person, is not, if a person thinks he's the Malach HaMashiach, the person thinks he's Napoleon. So, I mean, he's a chassadeh, the pshat is mufka from that. That's not, it's hard to say the word sheker on it. He's mufka, he's nebuchad, he has no das. But if a person's own evaluation is a little bit bigger than the emes, there's a real sheker, because it's so close to the emes. If it's very far away from the nekudas emes, then the person himself doesn't even believe it. And if somebody told us we're Vilna going, they wouldn't give us a sense of sheker. We know it's rubbish, and there's no, and it doesn't mean anything. But when you are oimid on something with kemat the emes, there's a certain perversion of emes, a greater perversion of emes than there is in a grubber sheker. Like the lashon in Chazal in Zvachim, mina machibah lav mina le machibah. That if you think a machshava that's similar to what it should be, then it's machrevit. You think the machshava is chal nashayach, it's chulin or whatever, it doesn't take away the lishma. It needs to be something of it itself. So if Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, so the din expresses itself, the first nekuda of din is that the Bria the person is was he was nivra exactly supposed to be. Elokim baras adam yasha. And everything was added on is added on by a person. But Rosh Hashanah, because the yom brias adam, a person, the world is restored to its tzura mitis. And in a certain sense, the person, what he says over here about negitch me avach me, if a person is zeichet to gedula, so if the gedula, the person feels that, yes, I am a bigger person, I'm a chashver person, and that's my emes hametzias. And like all emes hametzias, it should last. I mean, I was zeichet to become this or that. This is me, so therefore it should last. So negitshme means the person's anticipation is that the thing should be mamshik, because the person thinks, this is me. It's inevitably a vachme, because something that's not real, something that's not emes, doesn't last. Somewhere along the line, it shatters, it falls apart, and it has no hemshech. So that's what the Tana is saying over here. Tana is saying, negitshme avachme, that everything is, the person thinks that the inyan of gadlus or rabbanus that he speaks about is something that broadens his metzias. Then and the truth is it's a vachme that it's going to have to get lost. And the reason is let's give an example to understand it. And it's nagir, it's very very nagir for koch sanefesh of people and the way they handle. If a person claims to be what he is, a person says, "I am a beat student," and that's really where he's at. No matter how long, he'll always perform as a beat student. It's not going to fall apart because his presentation of himself and his own metzias are one and the same. That is if he is emes. If a person presents himself as a bigger lamda than he should be, as a bigger bucky, as a bigger tzaddik, somewhere along the line it's going to plus because it's not emes. I don't know all the shas, so I can drake up here, I can sometimes pretend, but I don't have a real... So if you ask enough questions, I'm going to fail. Anything that is not MSB Soidai has no key. So we think of Rosh Hashanah as being a Zman. The Midas Hadin is what threatens to kill us. And the truth is, in a certain sense, the Midas Hadin is our key. It's only when you can take a person down and give him a metzias that is emes that it's possible to have kiyum. A metzias that sheket doesn't have kiyum. I want to... There's a famous inyan about Madin Rosh Hashanah that I want to look at it through this perspective. It was very famous in Kelm. They used to have an haga that Gedolim didn't get... The Rosh Hashivas did not sit up front. They didn't take aliyahs. They didn't want to stick out that there shouldn't be a special midas din against them, so they were kind of nivla. My wife's grandfather, the Blazudel in the Mir, he tried to be to all the days. On the one hand, Dan Hanhago, he liked not to take an aliyah for himself. Midrash said that the Yerushalayim should get an aliyah. So what he would do is, he would take the aliyah, it says, B'yomim Eilu. So Shabbos, Shuva, by Mincha, he took an aliyah. That was kind of, he was Yetzer, the mitzvah, the chiv of getting an aliyah these days. But it was very inconspicuous aliyah. It didn't stick out. So the person said, it's like a bus of a dumb. If you notice something sticking out, you shoot at it. But I think it's so much deep in Akuda. Reb Chaim Shalevitz used to always say over the Gemara. It says that the Gemara Sanhedrin is La'ilam have a kaval v'kayam. A person should always be an anav, and the person should be an anav, and that way he'll survive. And Reb Zera, and it was a different Zera that it says bias awfully placed by chalinus liris nigger. So if you come. If you come in and you see a dog, then you leave it alone. So an anav also, you don't look onto its chatoyim. And Reb Chaim would say this over always. This was one of his famous gemaras that he'd say Rosh Hashanah or in fact first. But this was kavua. This was year after year exactly. So, I mean, the pashup shad is some that you know that nivus is a good midah and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he pays back sort of his adivas or whatever. I think the way we understand it is a much deeper nekuda here. The nekuda is the etzem midah of midas hadin is the midah of midas hadin is to reduce things to their real mitzias. Eish lamashal is seen as being midas hadin. Gafriel, that Eish is something that reduces something to its very essence. The air, the gases, everything, anything that can go up in smoke is kilu not the thing. That's what's left over after all the fire is there is the atmias of the thing. So midas hadin, the yom hadin, Rosh Hashanah is the yom hadin that distinguishes the real from the what's the right word for it? From that which has been blown up, the bloated, the real from the bloated, because the real test of emes and sheker is along that axis between what's a real mitzvah and what's not a mitzvah. Since Rosh Hashanah is the day of Bria, of Kiyum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done with that midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is emes. It's like Atel Kim Emes, it's of emes. It's the midah that he needs to reapply to the Bria to give it Kiyum Vaita. Anything that is bloated, anything that is artificially big, cannot have a Kiyum, and it does not have a Kiyum on Rosh Hashanah, because Midas Hadin sifts through more than anything else, it sifts through these inyanim. Somebody once pointed out, I don't know if there is something or not, but it definitely rings true with this, that the word Dain in Lashon Kodesh, in Aramis, means this in particular. In other words, when I want to specify something, I want to be able to get down. So could I say Dain? So the person one time, it's a derivative of Din. I don't know. I'm not aware. But Midas HaDin is a process. It's true that the technique of Midas HaDin is to pick out the Chatoyim and so on and so forth. But the tachos of it is that the tachos of the process is to restore things to their amitus mitzias. There's a gewaldic chassidish vort from, might have said it once, from Reb Mendel of Varka. Reb Mendel of Varka was a son of Reb Yitzchak Varka who had left Kotsk because Kotsk was too sharp and very, very sharp and demanding emotionally, and he felt it's not a derech, and his son, Reb Mendel, went back to that shita. His Shavuot Hashem was best of such a nature. And one of the things was, one of the ways in which reflected itself was that he was a man of very few words. And when he did say something, it was very sharp and rife with meaning. I mean, his verta are notoriously short, and there's a oilam ulay in his verta. So there was a famous big Chassidish chasn in Astilda, and I think the Chiddush Arim was, oh no, the old Abter Rebbe sat at the head of the table, I think. And he asked Reb Mendel Levarka to darshan. He told him to darshan. So he said, it says by Reb Akiva, Yiddersh Kol Esna Shevet Torah, Kivin Sheigil Es Hashem HaKehotira Piresh. So Reb Mendel Levarka said, when you reach Yiras Hashem, you don't darshan. And there was a stunned silence. Says I think the Chushim picked up his eyes to look at him, see Miza. But there's a havana today. It's not just a sharp jab. The word drasha is to expand, to expound. Lefiza, it's like when a person says a shtigl teira, there's the vart. And then there is the lefiza. You can answer this lefiza. This is a good lefiza. This is mishif. There is additions to it. That to darshan means in its original meaning, it's drasha is to expound on what's there. So I have one in you, and I can darshan till it tells halachas on it. That's drasha. The mahalach of yira is the opposite of drasha. It's to be oymen on the nekuda itself. What's the nekuda of this inyan over here? And that's what he said. In mind mida, he was speaking about himself, obviously, while he's turning down. In mind mida, there's no room for drasha. Drasha is half of it. I guess lemaisa, when we talk about we'll talk about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Adin and so on, there are two midas that we tend to think of as being very different that have a very common shevish. And I think that both together are the Nekuda of Rosh Hashanah. The midah of Emes and the midah of Gaivan another. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Atzmiyistik midah is Emes. That's the Chaisam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Atzmiyistik midah aspect of a person is Anivus. Like the Rambam says, the only midah that he says that a person should be Mizrachik from all the way is Havid Ma'oid Ma'oid Shval Ruach, because that midah is the hardest. The sense of self of a person is the hardest midah to work on. That's what he says over here. The midah of Emes and another is one and the same. The mistake of Gaiva is not a person thinks what he's not. Nobody who doesn't know Turkish thinks to himself, I know Shim Lashon, I know Turkish, I know Finnish, I know Greek. If I don't know, I don't know. The real Nisoyan of Gaiva and another is, if I'm really just X, my sense of self is X plus something. If I'm a Talmud Chacham of Darga, one thing, I deher myself as a Talmud Chacham of a bigger Darga. That's what he says over here. It's the midah, the core midah of Rosh Hashanah is Emes, and the Mela is another klapi, a person. That a person be real with himself. That the person deher his self completely without any of the fluff that's there. That's the side of being zeicher b'din, because that is the matar of the din. The yom din, it's like when you make a challah and it's not, when you make matzah and it's your fate, it's going to swell up. You keep banging on it and you keep working it so that it doesn't blow up. That's how you keep it down and keep the atzmius of it. Rosh Hashanah is a reality check again for the bria, that things go down and become their mitzvahs the way they are. The emes of the emetzius, because the only thing that has a kiyum is emes. The only things that will last a person are the things that are really him and his self. And the emes and the kaim la'ad is one and the same in the person as well. Nishaylus.
So how do we understand the fizah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oymed mi kisei din ve'yoshev al kisei rachmim? If we need din to give the bria the kiyum.
Once we deher the din, as the oymed mi kisei din, that seems to be clear, is when we appreciate Rosh Hashanah, it says when the Midrash says in Din Lamata, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ein, it's not as in Din Lamala, it's the same Mahalach. We have to, when we appeal to Kadosh Baruch Hu with a Shefa, which is an extraordinary, it's Moshe Ma'adav Adayma. When a person stands by a Hesped, Lo'aleinu, you'll notice that the best Saftin does not come close to the children of the Nifter or whatever it is. The children of Nifter basically cry. They basically say simple Hagoshes, and that's that. No matter how many words and flower words you can put in, it doesn't come to it. Because when we blow shofar, blowing shofar is a simple cry, but it's emes. And the Mela, that's what was shayef to an akuda of an emissar bechi. Not the words already stopped creating problems. The problem lies in the words. We polish up. When a person is misabel, to shleishel a bechi, usually there's no sheker. The person is misabel. When a person translates the words, there's rhetoric and there's fancy words and there's extra words and so on.
So how about
the pool of Pia Shefa, the pool where we reduce our tefillah to a simplest term of Bechi.
So then, Kilo, the din itself is Mechayev Rachamim.
Yes. When we still suit to the din, then we've accomplished the tachas of Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we're saying that the...
Okay.
Can I just ask one thing? Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, can I just ask a question?
Sure.
If we're saying that the Levana is miskasa on Rosh Hashanah because that's what we're saying, that the din breaks everything down and it's mitzamtzim and so on. So the pshat by Pesach and Sukkos, where it's on Tezvav, it's because the whole essence of the two Yomim Tevim is one of Chesed and Rachamim of the...
Right. It's a character. They're the godless of Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an expansion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's... of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah. Those are days when the Hashpah is expanded.
And I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the pshat is, but would it come out with these that Shavuos, which is really in the middle between Chesed and Din, somehow it's between the two.
Shavuos seems to be appended to Pesach, I think. I don't know. That's something I have to see if there's a marker for it. Usually they explain it in terms of either it's a Hemshech of Pesach or it's Miluim finish on the middle of the month.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so I guess this is the last time, I guess, Ksiva Taiva. A good convention to everybody. And I guess do Sesame Chuba the next time.
As Hashem, yeah.
Okay.
Good convention.
A good convention. Ksiva Taiva.
Oh, Pishkarach.